You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Jazz Lives, your host Barbara Paris. Support comes from Outworld Brewing, a sci-fi fantasy-themed brew pub in East Longmont, Colorado. Specializing in Belgian Bavarian beers and the foods of beer, more information can be found at outworldbrewing.com. We started the last set with the tune by Marilyn May, You're Gonna Hear From Me, from her recording, The Lamp Is Low. While much of her career was spent outside of jazz as an actress and cabaret singer, May could always sing jazz, as she showed in 1976 on The Johnny Carson Show. When I was last in New York, I met her, and she was soon to perform at Dizzy's at the Lincoln Center. We followed that with the selection Dreams Come True from The Sound of Joy by Marshall Allen, an alto saxophonist who is now 96. He was a member of Sun Ra's orchestra since the mid-50s and the leader of the ensemble for the past 15 years. Allen started out in bebop but has been a leading avant-gardist for his long career. We then heard something by Lou Donaldson, the alto saxophonist, who combined inspiration from Charlie Parker and his bluesy, witty musical personality. We heard his soul hit, Alligator Boogaloo, recorded in 1967. He ultimately stuck with bebop music, which he loved, and became a Blue Note artist. The personnel on this selection included Melvin Losty, cornet, Lou Donaldson, alto sax, Lonnie Smith, organ, and George Benson. Lou Donaldson is now 94. From there, we went on to play something by Sheila Jordan, Who Can I Turn To, from Portrait of Sheila. Although she was directly inspired by her friend Charlie Parker, she was married to a pianist, Duke Jordan, in 1952, and she recorded an excellent album for Blue Note. Sheila Jordan was not a sublime jazz singer until the 70s. Since she has pioneered the voice-based duo, making many rewarding recordings, performed regularly, and became a beloved and very encouraging educator, she's now 92. We completed that set with a selection by Dave Bailey, Coming Home Baby, composed by Ben Tucker from 2 Feet in the Gutter, the Dave Bailey Quartet, 1961. Dave Bailey, now 95, a drummer who is best known for performing in Jerry Mulligan's groups, including Quartet with Art Farmer. He played and recorded with many jazz greats in the 50s and 60s and became an educator.
Support comes from the Greenbrier Inn, located at 8735 North Foothills Highway in Boulder, serving seasonal American cuisine. The Greenbrier Inn is open Wednesday through Sunday, 5 to 9 p.m., and for brunch on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Reservations and more information at greenbrierinn.com.
They like to chat about the dresses that they'll wear tonight. They chew the fat about the tresses and the neighbor's fight. Inconsequential things we men don't really care to know becomes essential things that ladies find so apropos. It's just a game. They're all the same. They call it girl talk. They call it girl talk. They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends. The who's, the how's, the why's, they dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we model men behold. You know I love you, darling, I wouldn't trade you for a pot of gold. Hey, baby, stay, gab away, hear me say. Every day they call it girl talk. They call it girl talk. Dresses that they wear tonight. They chew the fat about the tresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things we men don't really care to know becomes essential things that ladies find so apropos. It's just a game. They're all the same. Just a dame. They call it girl talk. They call it ring-a-ding-ding talk. They all meow. The speaker sets, we model men behold. You know I love you, baby, wouldn't trade you for a pot of gold. Hey, baby, stay, gab away, hear me say, it's girl talk. It's all girl talk. It's all girl talk. Mm-hmm. Girl talk, oh, girl talk, my baby, 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 girl talk.
Our last set, we listened to Confirmed Truth from the New Improved Funk by George Freeman, who was born April 10, 1927 in Chicago, Illinois. George Freeman is an American jazz guitarist and part of the Chicago jazz scene since the 1940s and is still active. He worked with Gene Ammons, Jimmy McGriff, and his brother Vaughn Freeman and his own soul groups. By mid-1947, Freeman was a member of a sextet led by Johnny Griffin and Joe Morris, and supporting touring musicians such as Lester Young and Charlie Parker. From there, we went on to hear Sonny Rollins' Love Letters from St. Thomas Sonny Rollins in Stockholm, 1959. Simply one of the greatest of all jazz improvisers, whether it is in his 1950 classics for Prestige, Riverside, Contemporary, or Blue Note, his adventurous and sometimes overlooked 1960 recordings, or his later work when he was particularly inspired. He was forced to retire from playing in 2012 due to a respiratory problem. He is still missed. Our final selection that set was by Ernie Andrews, who at 93 was a veteran of the Central Avenue scene of the late 40s. He sang with Harry James Band in the 60s. We heard Girl Talk from High Note Records. I felt fortunate to see him a couple of times. He was a very impressive vocalist and performer. You are listening to Jazz Lives, and this is Barbara Paris. Thank you. You are listening to KGNU 88.5. This is Jazz Lives, and your host, Barbara Paris. We went on to play Benny Golson's Whisper Knot from Benny Golson and Art Farmer Sextet on Verve. Golson, a tenor saxophonist, helped Art Blakey by introducing him to Lee Morgan. He co-led the jazz tet with Art Farmer, and he wrote such standards as Killer Joe, Whisper Knot, I Remember Clifford, and Along Came Betty. He performed rewarding tenor solos for over 65 years, and he is now 93. Following that, from the art of Norman Simmons, The Hour of Parting. Norman Simmons, 91, made his first record with Dinah Washington, although he worked with Wardell Gray, Red Rodney, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Johnny Griffin. He led his first album in 1956. He was always in strong demand by singers and worked with such notables such as Joe Williams, Sarah Vaughan, Helen Humes, Carmen McRae, Etta Jones, and Betty Carter. We completed that set with a beautiful piece, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, recorded from Barry Harris Trio, First Time Ever. Barry Harris, 91 years old, a masterful bebop pianist. He recorded many albums and had a major impact as an educator. On that recording, George Mraz on bass and Leroy Williams on drums, Barry Harris on piano.
Whenever you're near, all my fears disappear. Dear, it's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can say you're lucky to me. No can happen to me anymore. I'm writing 13s all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad, but like me they agree, you're lucky to me. Thank you.
started our final set with a selection by Helen Murrell, You're Lucky to Me, from an album that she recorded with Clifford Brown and Gil Evans. From the start of her career, virtually every recording by this creative yet accessible jazz singer seemed to have purpose and memorable moments. Helen is now 90. We followed that with Bill Holman and his orchestra, an arranger, composer, leader, and tenor saxophonist. His arrangements for Stan Kenton in the 50s put him on the map. At 93, he hasn't quit writing yet. He formed his own big band in 1975. We heard Aragon, recorded in 1957 from the album The Fabulous Bill Holman on Coral Records. Thank you for tuning in to Jazz Lives. It has been a wonderful adventure exploring the music of the jazz survivors from the ages of 90 to 102. Many still active and alive as of April 1st, 2021. A sincere thank you to jazz historian Scott Yano for his article, acknowledging and applauding the contributions they have made to the legacy of jazz. To sum up our program, we'll hear a selection by Vi Reed, an alto saxophonist and vocalist, now 92. Now's the time from her 1962 release, Bird Call. Vi Reed is a very talented altoist who mixed bebop and blues in her own voice. She recorded two albums as a leader and made a record with Marion McPartlin, and also did some guest appearances. To close out our program, we will listen to He May Be Your Man from Mostly Me by a Kansas City vocalist, Betty Bryant, one of the exceedingly rare breed of singing pianists who do both at a very high level. She has come into her own the past 15 years as a very musical and entertaining jazz performer, now 90. You've been listening to Barbara Paris. As a jazz vocalist, this is uplifting and inspiring to hear, and to know one can keep the music going for a lifetime.
You've heard it every way, a dog will have his day. But when it comes to wailing, dogs ain't got a thing to say. So they can do the waiting, cause I ain't hesitating. The future's round the corner, so for now I'm gonna play. Now's the time to wail, not later, but right now's the time. Thank you.
Now he may be a man, but he comes to see me sometime. I said he may be a man, but he comes to see me sometime. He's been coming so often, I'm beginning to think he's mine. Hey, now he's yours, he's mine. Lord, he's somebody else's too. I said he's yours, he's mine, and he's somebody else's too. But if you don't watch out, I'm gonna take him away from all of you. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog, but when he starts loving me a hollow, hot dog, I love that man better than I do myself. But now I'm all alone on the shelf, by myself on the shelf, yeah, yeah. Now, if you love your man, you'd better keep him by your side. I said, if you love your man, you'd better keep him by your side. 'Cause if he flags my train, oh, I'm sure gonna let him ride. Baby, you're so beautiful, oh, but you gotta die someday. You're so beautiful, but you've gotta die someday. All I want is a little...
Give me them hot lips with the cool lips in the cool. And good evening. The Mints at Midnight mean only two things. You are tuned into Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for joining me here. My name is Patrick Mendoza. My co-host Walter Elias will be joining me in our Denver home studio here in just a little bit. We've got a really great show planned for you tonight. I asked Walter to check in with some of our friends from the local Denver music community to see how they are doing, how they are remaining creatively inspired, and even how we might be able to help them in this time. As you know, live music has come to a screeching halt all over the metro area as well as the world. So we're actually going to celebrate that tonight by playing only live records outside of the handpicked songs that are chosen by our guests. Walter and I have curated 3 hours of live music. So we're going to be bringing the concert experience to you in your home. I hope you are all staying well physically, mentally, emotionally during this. Check in with me, dj@kgnu.org. Let me know what is on your mind. But let's get right into it. I'm going to bring Walter in the studio. Walter, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I wish that we could be in the actual studio, but this is working just fine.
Yes. And how are you doing through this whole thing?
You know, it's not easy on anybody, and everybody's suffering is their own. So, it's hard to stay positive, and I'm a pretty positive guy. I'm doing my best.
You are. I've known you for a long time, but this is definitely a trying time for us all. So let's go ahead and get right into the little project you were able to work on. And who are we checking in with this evening?
Earlier this week, we spoke to Vic and the Narwhals on the phone. So we're going to start off with that. So here's Vic.
Hello, hello.
Yo, what is up, Vic? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing really good, you know, just staying at home, doing my part. And you?
Yeah, man, I'm staying at home when I'm not working. And as a matter of fact, that kind of goes into the question of how are you doing. When I was texting with you the other day, you told me that, you know, you're going to school right now to be a nurse. How is this entire thing right now?